chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
We are live here on YouTube and recorded here in your podcast feed for the final mailbag of the 2021 season here on January 7th for us, Friday afternoon of 2022. We got a few news items to update you on and a very weird top five inspired by our own David Sampson, who, in my opinion, I don't want to talk smack about him behind his back. He hosts a Nothing Personal podcast, former front office executive for the Miami Marlins, World Series champion.
Survivor contestant.
I've worked with him a lot. He's a lot of fun.
Food, though.
He butchered the top five in this category, and he inspired me to have Dan do it. Dan, I'm sure
the good news is I can only do worse. Yeah, given my track record.
What's the category?
The top today is Nicolas Cage's birthday, so it is the top five Nicolas Cage movies.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead. I'll pull up. And he's a movie buff, by the way, David Sampson, like a mega movie buff. I'm going to pull up his top five in a moment. Actually, I'll do it right now. His top five Nicolas Cage movies: 1, Valley Girl; 2, Lord of War; 3, Face Off; 4, The Family Man; and 5, Adaptation.
So I only had one on my top five of those five.
I've only seen 2 of those five.
No Con Air?
No.
I've actually only seen
no,
1.
No, The Rock. Are you kidding me? He didn't put The Rock on there. I called him out. I quote tweeted, and I'm seeing if he. I don't think he replied. But we'll see. Yeah. Okay.
You're not big enough for him to reply to you, Adam.
I kind of agree, but we've worked together. We've done shows together, so I felt like maybe I got a funny comment on it from Tailored Productions. Personal fun fact: I was like 10 when The Rock came out. And my mother rented it from Blockbuster. The next weekend, my friend said, "Have you seen The Rock?" I said, "Yeah, that movie was awesome." He said, "No, stupid, The Wrestler."
Yeah.
That was the first weekend I saw The Rock and Stone Cold. All right, anyway, let's do our news and notes.
Type humor joke.
Jamie laughed.
It was a pity laugh.
Well, I appreciate it, you know? Okay, so Chase Edmonds is likely out. He's out, right?
He's out.
Okay.
Not playing.
James Conner is, Jamie, where in your rankings?
Connor will be in the top 10. I was making a switch to start sit where I had Chase Edmonds as a start. That will now be James Connor. Love the setup for him. I'm going to guess he's going to be a popular DFS play because he should be. The Seahawks without Bobby Wagner and with what they've allowed in the passing game to running backs, it's just an absolute dream situation for Connor. Assuming that he's 100% healthy, but you have to figure that he's going to be as close to 100% as he can be.
And Tyler Huntley is going to start for the Ravens. Jamie, let's power through the notes. Tyler Huntley, where'd you rank him?
He was ranked all along outside the top 12. I don't like the setup for him. Joe Hayden not being there for the Steelers is good. I'm going to guess Marquise Brown is playing because I didn't see any update on him. So I'm hopefully the ankle is fine. But he's been mediocre as a fantasy quarterback in 3 of the 4 appearances that he's made. So I don't love Tyler Huntley this week.
Looks like Braxton Berrios is not going to play, which is a shame. We would have liked to see him follow up that big performance.
Elijah Moore also.
So... sit all Jets?
I mean, Michael Carter's a borderline flex.
Okay. And Dan, the Athletic's Greg Allman reports that it could be a split between Le'Veon Bell and Keyshawn Vaughn. What are you doing there?
Yeah, I've been thinking that's what it was going to be all week. I'm actually going with Bell here. I think he's worth starting. But I remain concerned about like the Packers and the Bucks and how much these starters are actually going to play in this game. I know they're supposed to play, and they have these, especially the Bucks. They have a coach who's, you know, old school, and he would want to play them. But I'm curious as to how much these guys are actually going to play.
Are you going to criticize Bruce Arians for
No.
Caring about a week 18 game?
No, you misinterpret that entirely, Adam.
No, I didn't.
I wonder.
Go ahead.
I wonder for those guys, not the Packers, but for the Bucks, if the Cowboys lose, does that change things for them?
Why?
Well, because then the Cowboys can't pass them.
I see.
But I guess it would just depend on if they're like looking at the matchups, which NFL teams say they don't do, because at this point, I mean, it doesn't factor into the bye at all. So I don't know.
Right.
But Jamie, I don't think the Cowboys can pass them unless there's a three-way tie and the Rams also lose, maybe, because the Bucks have the head-to-head and they're a game ahead of the Cowboys.
Okay.
So if the Rams and Buccaneers lost, they'd be 12-5. The Cowboys with a win would be 12-5. In that scenario, I think the Cowboys might be the 2 seed.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, all right. So Dan, say something interesting. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
It's not going to be an interesting take. It's going to be a smart take. I'm actually going to go with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Okay. It's a pretty boring take.
What do you want? The right take or a boring take?
All right, who's asleep? Give me a dark horse.
The dark horse that I'll actually go with, which is weird, is going to be the Titans.
The one seed?
No, but
they're a one seed, Jamie, but they're also like plus 1,200. That's fair to dark horse. They're like the 6th highest odds. That's not fair?
Nah, they're the one seed.
Yeah, but they're the 6th highest odds. We're going by odds.
You said the Saints. Oh, that's a pretty good call.
The Saints? Come on. You can't just pick like a random team that has no chance of winning it. It has to be a team that has a shot.
49ers. Right? 49ers.
We're just, okay, fine. Pick the worst team to make the playoffs possible and just say, oh, well, you know what? If Taysom Hill gets hot.
No.
He took the one seed.
No, I mean, I kind of agree.
Everyone's picking them to win.
I don't know one person that's going to pick the Titans to win the
Super
Bowl. Exactly. Yeah.
I defend this. Thank you, Adam.
I think their odds are actually not low enough, or not long enough, rather. I don't think they're a good value at plus 1,200. Cardinals are plus 1,800. Yeah, Niners plus 4,000, even though they're probably not going to make the playoffs. Chargers plus 4,000. All right, let's go. Let's do your Apple Podcast questions and your emails. We have one Apple Podcast question, and Dan's not even going to understand it. It's from Debo68. Thanks for you guys do it year round. Can't be beat. Now to the important question. 12-team Superflex Dynasty League, 6 point per passing touchdown. Can only keep one, no penalty. Vic or Ryan? There. An old school FFT joke. Thank you very much, Debo. We appreciate the comment.
What was the joke behind that? Something Adam screwed up?
Yeah,
no,
definitely.
We used to get the question like, We it was like our biggest debate, who's the number one quarterback, Matt Ryan or Michael Vick? Vick with the Eagles. Obviously.
Is that what it was?
Huh?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I thought it was me asking Vick or Ryan like way too many times 1 week.
Well, yeah, but it was who's the better quarterback? I thought it was for the season.
Maybe. I hope your version sounds better, so I'll take that. Yeah, Vick or Ryan has become a rallying cry for FFT. All right, your emails. Did I send them to you guys? I did, right?
Maybe.
Dan?
I didn't get him.
Crap. I'll send him again.
I feel like Dan's ready to do stand-up the way he's holding the mic.
I have things going on here. The setup is not ideal right now.
Here's why Joe Judge isn't good.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Adam, we spent 5 minutes before the show with Adam defending Joe Judge.
We spent a whole week of it.
It's like the guy picked the Giants to win the division, walked it back immediately, and now wants to keep Joe Judge. And some people say, I've even heard him mention, I wouldn't mind if they brought back Dave Gettleman.
No, me. No, I never said that. That was one thing I was right about. I didn't like that from the get-go. Computer folks. All right. This is from Bradford, an Oklahoma town that has city in the name.
Oklahoma City.
That's good.
Even I can get that one.
I'm up 3 points in my 2 week championship, and I need a win bad. I've never won the league. Pick two in non PPR: DJ Moore, Antoine Wesley, Cyril Grayson, and Gabriel Davis.
Is it weird that I like the last two the best?
So Moore, Wesley, you like Grayson and Gabriel Davis over DJ Moore and Wesley.
I feel like this league is starting to do good things by incorporating a 2 week championship, but then erasing all of that by having it bleed into week 18. Like, just look at those names that we're deciding between. And I agree with Jamie. I would go with the last two, but is that really what we want to be deciding that your first fantasy championship on?
Well, he had Antonio.
Soapbox.
Yeah, he had Antonio Brown. That didn't work out.
We're going to do that in one of our leagues next year. We're going to do a two-week championship, 17 and 18.
Why 18?
No, please, no. But there was a buy-in week. 14.
Why 18, Jamie? Why would you do that?
Because we have to service our audience that plays in week 18. We don't do that.
But, Dan, you can't do it because week 14, then you have to shorten the playoffs. Because week 14, there are four teams on bye. Maybe two.
You can only do it in the leagues that have the four-team playoffs, which I've done it, which I did in one.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, second question from Bradford.
What our audience experiences.
Second question from Bradford is Giants.
With 10% of our audience experiences.
Washington or Chiefs DST this week?
Washington
or Chiefs DST? Yeah, I'd go Washington too. Again, I mean, look at the opponent.
From Aaron. Is it customary for the winner of the fantasy football league to tip the commissioner?
And, no.
Yeah, I'm not going to let Jamie answer because he's the commissioner in four of my leagues.
He's commissioner in every league ever. No, it's not. But I am curious to ask Jamie because Jamie, I already heard from Chris yesterday, last night. I think you won, what was it, like six leagues, he said, or some crazy amount. Was it six?
Yeah.
So did you tip the commissioner in any of the six?
I think I am the commissioner in like three of those.
Well, that's suspect to begin with. But
yeah,
it's
pretty suspect.
No, I don't think you need to tip the commissioner. I do think, though, that, you know, especially if it's a league you're in for a long time, it's not a bad idea to do something nice for the commissioner every now and then.
Some commissioners are more involved than others. And, yeah, so it's okay to tip them if it's kind of a complex league and the commissioner does a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, from David Allegria. I'm playing this week since my commish sucks. I need two running backs and one flex.
He's not getting tipped.
Two running backs and one flex and half PPR. Elijah Mitchell, Jared Patterson, Samaje Perine, and Javonte Williams. Pick two and half PPR. Elijah Mitchell, Patterson, Perine, Javonte.
Mitchell's the easy one. I probably go Perine, assuming that it stands the way it does, is the Bengals sitting a lot of their starters.
But would you like Perine even with the Bengals not playing Burrow? You still think he can?
Yeah. I mean, cause the Browns are not playing their full complement of guys either, you know? So, you know, he's been serviceable. And so the question becomes is, you know, is he better? You know, first off, if we find out before Sunday that Gibson, who's not on the injury report, is not playing, then that is Patterson easy. But I think right now, Gibson's playing.
Yeah, I think I lean with Jamie. I wouldn't go Williams either with Locke.
Okay, so Mitchell and Perine. Then we need a flex. Jarrett Patterson, Javonte Williams, or KJ Osborne?
Osborne easy.
Yeah.
Bills or football team DST?
Football team.
That's my one and two. I go Bills.
Dozier is looking for a replacement for Jamar Chase, and he wants to know why Heath is so high on Russell Gage, has him 13th, and Dave and Jamie don't have Gage in the top 36. So we can't get Heath's perspective, but Jamie, how come you ended up pretty low on Gage?
Well, I can tell you Heath's perspective because we've debated it this week a couple times. He thinks that because the Falcons won one of the last two games where Gage struggled, they didn't have the ball in the other one, that he's going to have more volume. My counter to that is that the Saints with Taysom Hill are going to hold the ball a ton as well. So time of possession is not going to be in the favor of the Falcons. I do think that Gage benefits a little bit, so I might move him up if Pitts does play, because I think if he's more of an inside threat than an outside threat, it helps him, because if he's playing more on the outside, he's going to see more of Lattimore. Saints have been very good against receivers. Some of it is circumstantial in the last 5 weeks, but I just don't trust Russell Gage at this point right now based on the last two game sample size.
Dan, where do you come out on Gage?
I think Jamie illustrated that one well. I kind of feel the same way. I don't trust him, and I don't trust that entire passing attack, really.
Man, you're such a suck up. You're allowed to disagree with him, Dan.
Well, it's also a bad offensive line. You know,
listen, and there's a lot of reasons why I agree with him. None of them have to do with sucking up. I leave that to you, Adam.
They've been really good getting after the quarterback. The Falcons offensive line stinks.
All right. Let's talk about Mitch's email here. What in general do you do with Juju Smith-Schuster in Dynasty? Buy, sell, or hold? Do Juju.
Man, I bought him in a restart Dynasty League. I had two Dynasty Leagues this summer that I drafted, and I had him in both. He went for $4 and $5 in a $300 and $400 auction. I thought I was getting a steal buying low, but now I feel like, I mean, it's so dependent on where he lands, right? I mean, it's kind of just a toss-up at this point for me. I still think he's a talented player, though, in the right system.
I would be buying if the price is right, because if he does, like, I heard somebody make a Tampa Bay Godwin replacement suggestion.
Oh, cheap, yeah.
Like, that would be fantastic, you know, if he's with that type of quarterback and that type of system.
If Brady comes back.
Yeah, I mean, assuming Brady's there. But any scenario where he'd be a slot receiver in that type of an offense, you know, with that type of a quarterback.
Except, it could have just been Roethlisberger, but his career has taken a terrible turn when he became more and more of a slot receiver, you know.
And when he lost Antonio Brown.
But you know what? I don't know. Is that true? Because in his rookie year, he was pretty good when Brown was out. And didn't his second year come without Brown? Or no? I can't remember.
No,
his Brown big year came with Brown. The breakout year was with Brown.
Yeah, I guess so. But I think that he's a guy who could be really good. And
the third year
very
was without
young.
Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Right. No Rudolph. Or that was with Rudolph and the other guy. But anyway, Juju's still very young. I want to see him. You can be a slot receiver and still play on the outside. You know, it's not most slot receivers, they move around a little bit, but he has been so slot heavy the last 2 years.
What were the two teams? Baltimore, was it Kansas City?
Kansas City was interested in him. Yep. He chose.
Yeah, like, I mean, he gets with Mahomes. He gets with one of those type of quarterbacks. Like, it's well worth your interest to, if you're spending, you know, a second round rookie pick might be a little too high, but I think that's the range. But a third round rookie pick, all day long.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just see how old he is. I don't even know if he's 25. He's 25 now. He'll be 26 next November. But it's basically, he turned 25 in November. He's a young guy. Okay. Next question from Aldo in Shreveport, Louisiana, home of Terry Bradshaw. Pick one. Taysom Hill or Kyler Murray?
I adjusted my rankings after our show this morning. I put Taysom ahead of Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I would have Hill as well, but I know it's unorthodox.
Oh, why, guys? I would definitely take Murray.
I think Taysom is going to do what he did against the Falcons the last two times.
He had Michael Thomas back then.
So?
That's a huge difference. He's been so bad.
Callaway's numbers the last two games have been basically Michael Thomas.
Yeah,
I don't love Kyler Murray without DeAndre Hopkins right now.
Kyler is throwing 40 times a game lately. He's rushing for enough. You know, he could easily outrun Taysom Hill. I just think that when you look at Hill's season, so damn lucky against the Cowboys and the Jets. If he doesn't get those lucky plays at the very end, there's no way you're starting over Kyler Murray.
Why?
Because Kyler's been good enough. I mean, because he's Taysom Hill and he's Kyler Murray. That's why. I don't know. All right, fine. Agree to disagree. Pick three running backs in non-PPR. Nick Chubb, Deontay Foreman, Samaje Perine, Ramondre Stevenson, Boston Scott, if he plays, Jarrett Patterson, and Dare Ogunbowale.
The first two are easy, in Chubb and Foreman.
Here are the names again. Perine, Stevenson, Boston Scott, Patterson, Ogunbowale.
I would lean Perine as the third guy as of now.
Okay.
Yeah, given what we know about, I mean, I would want to say Stevenson, but given what we know about that team, I wouldn't. So I guess Perine's probably the safest from a volume standpoint.
And pick two wide receivers. T. Higgins, no.
Can we filter in more dynasty questions, Adam?
If I get them. T. Higgins, no. Deontay Johnson, no. And, I guess I shouldn't say completely no on T. Higgins, but Deontay Johnson's out. So it's pick two, T. Higgins, Zay Jones, or KJ Osborne.
I mean, you're probably going with Zay Jones and KJ Osborne.
Yeah.
I would go look to see if Cyril Grayson is out there, and I would start him. I would go look to see if, because Zay Jones makes me nervous with Waller back.
Definitely.
So I'm trying to think, like, who are these other, like, widely available guys? Grayson is
Antoine
probably,
Wesley or Zay Jones?
That was the other guy I was going to suggest is Wesley, but he's so touchdown dependent.
What's the roster percentage for Michael Thomas Part 2? Marquez
Callaway's probably like 30%. Yeah, he's the one to go to.
Marquez Callaway is 39%.
He's available. I like him too.
All right. This is from Lucas Zink. Parentheses, week 18 championships suck.
Yes. Thank you, Lucas. Thank you.
Dear Tom, Terry, Roger, Aaron, and Jim.
Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Jim Kelly,
Terry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach. I don't
Did
know.
I finally nail one?
What they
What's
have.
What's the thread, though?
Yeah, I don't know what. I mean, it's they've all won Super Bowls. No, Jim Kelly did not win a Super Bowl.
No, he did not.
Rodgers only played in one, so the other guys have played in multiple.
Yeah.
MVPs?
Amazing that Rodgers only played in one.
Maybe it's a different Jim. Maybe it's Jim Plunkett.
Ooh.
Right? He won a Super Bowl, didn't he?
Yes, for men.
Yeah. Okay, well, sure. Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Week 18 championship game. Devontae Adams is in my lineup, but
should
I?
Could be Jim McMahon.
Could be. Should I start Devontae Adams, Michael Pittman, Mike Williams, or Rashad Penny in a flex?
Penny.
Chase the volume, so yep.
All right, Penny it is. From Nicholas.
Oh, here's news specifically to the Packers. The Packers are planning to start Aaron Rodgers on Sunday, and then LaFleur will see how the game goes. I don't think he needs to play. I think he wants to play and keep the momentum going. They're not playing a full game. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no shot.
All right, this is from Nicholas. My championship is a two-week matchup. I'm up 22 points. I'm losing Aaron Jones for the week, and I'm looking for some sure points. I'm thinking of flexing Zach Ertz over Russell Gage and Marquez Callaway. Am I crazy? And if Gibson is out, should I just start Patterson?
If Gibson's out, you should start Patterson. I would flex Ertz over those other guys.
Yeah, he's looking for a floor, so it's definitely Patterson first and then Ertz.
Okay. And Brian from PDX. I joined a new league this year that plays in week 18. Facepalm emoji.
Thank you.
It is a PPR two. In fact, everybody who's emailing, I feel like at least half of them anyway, have made some derogatory comment about week 18.
There's a reason for it.
It's terrible. Anyway, it's PPR two running back, two wide receiver. I have Debo and Lockett. On the bench, I have DJ Moore, Samaje Perine, Grayson, and Ramondre Stevenson. Who am I flexing? PPR.
Probably still DJ Moore.
DJ Moore, it's basically DJ Moore or Samaje Perine. But he's also
I probably still feel safer with DJ Moore.
He's also leaning Grayson.
You can.
DJ Moore? I mean, probably go Perine.
You've kind of seen what Cyril Grayson is, you know, 3 for 81 2 weeks ago. What was it, 6 for 81 or 5 for 81 last week?
I just don't think you've seen what he is because three for 81 is not a game that excites me. That's three catches. And then 5 or 6 for 81 would, but man, you know, it was that last play, that game winning touchdown really boosted him.
Well, all of his numbers came when Brown left.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. I don't know. He just seems so boomer busty to me. Whereas P. Ryan is obviously very, very safe. All right, so you're going who? Moore?
In PPR, I go Moore. Yeah, just be safe.
Dan?
Yeah, if it's full PPR, you have to go Moore.
You know, another
Why
thing.
Why are you so opposed to week 18?
Me or Dan?
Adam.
Both of you.
Okay. I can't believe you're allowing for this rant, but I'll take it. Because we're talking about people like Cyril Grayson and, you know, all of these players, and we have to worry about, and we have to discuss, like, oh, well, Matt LaFleur said the Packers want to play their starters. Aaron Rodgers wants to keep momentum, but I don't really want to do it. So it's like, oh, well, let's just guess how many snaps these guys are going to get. And we have to consider benching guys like Adams. And it's just, this is not what we played for. It's the same reason why I don't like defenses and kickers, because nobody invests in them in the draft, and they end up making a big impact on wins and losses.
I just like the fun of this, trying to make it work.
You like it because you're not actually competing.
Exactly. You only like it because of that. If you lost because Cyril Grayson, you didn't run.
No, I mean,
he scores 35.
Like, it's honestly more frustrating to rank these players than it would be to start these players.
It would be really frustrating if I had Devontae Adams and, you know, I picked him and he carried me to my finals and I couldn't use him, not because he's injured, but because the Packers are resting him. That would be unfair, I think, and not something I'm interested in, you know. Also, I'm the commissioner of one fantasy baseball league, and I end that league a month early.
You do.
I mean, September baseball.
That's actually an incredible idea because baseball is such a grind. Oh. I think that's like I hope I join a league like that.
It's the editorial league. You're more than welcome to join.
Okay.
And not only that, I mean, by that point, everyone is on football, so people don't even care about baseball, and it's a fine, like, it's a perfect length for the season. And September baseball is 4 weeks of week 18. September baseball is horrible. Mm-hmm. the worst part is they don't even, well, I don't know, they might now because they don't have as many September call-ups. They don't even put guys on the IL. So you have these injured players that you can't even put in an IL spot. They're just out. There's nothing good about it.
Are we doing our fantasy baseball draft in like a week?
No. I'm not sure I'm doing any more fantasy baseball.
Yes, you are.
It's really hard.
It's just a grind.
If you don't pay attention, it is hard.
It's a true
grind. But
we're
so good in that league.
We are really good in that league. We have the best team that never wins every year. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the top five Nicolas Cage movies from Dan Schneier, who apparently loves Nicolas Cage, which shocked him. I don't know if he'd even seen five Nicolas Cage movies. Five.
The thespian.
The five best Nicolas Cage movies. Happy birthday, Nick Cage, when we come back.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.
And we are back. And there's something that I have to promote here that I forgot to look up. So let me figure out what that is.
Yeah, tell a joke while he's doing it.
Now I got it. Oh, here it is. Please
my cage list.
Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast or Spotify if you enjoy the podcast this season. That was easy. All right, Dan, tell a joke.
No, I don't have jokes on tap.
I have some great jokes.
You do stand up though.
I don't think any of them are appropriate.
No, I see why you.
Okay, Dan, go ahead. Top five Nicolas Cage movies.
Start at five or one?
Start at five.
All right, at five comes in The Wicker Man, a movie that is not good really by any means, but it's peak Nicolas Cage, just absolutely peak Cage at his best, going off and surprisingly like a movie that keeps my attention despite being horrific. Number four, another movie in a very similar vein, Vampire's Kiss. Weird, kind of a comedy, kind of a horror movie, but the bit with Nicolas Cage going over the alphabet and how you shouldn't be misfiling things is just a classic Nicolas Cage. Then three is an actual great movie that he doesn't play a huge role in, but plays a good, it's not a big role, but I liked his role in it and the movie's amazing. It's Kick-Ass. I don't know if Adam's ever seen
it. I think that if he doesn't play a big role in it, it can't be on the list.
Well, I wish I had known that before.
It's not an. Is it? You tell me. Just like, don't even think about it. Is it a Nicolas Cage movie?
No.
Then it's not on the list.
All right. On the fly, if I had to replace it, I'd put in Adaptation, which is just like a great movie that he did a great job.
Wasn't in your top five? Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's a great movie, and he did a great job of it.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Also, it's not really in my top five. You made me add something into my top
five. It should be number two. It should be number two.
I had to think on the fly and create something.
Good for you. It should be number two. Right. But go ahead.
Number two, the actual number two, is Con Air. Great movie. I mean, just unbelievable. And I'll consider that a Nicolas Cage movie, even though there's a lot of great actors in that movie.
Oh, of course it's a Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one.
On the poster, it's his movie.
The easy one, should be everyone's one, is Face Off. One of my favorite movies as a kid. Incredible movie. What? Did you say no?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious.
What is with you people not putting The Rock on? I mean, Face Off doesn't exist without The Rock. Con Air is basically The Rock part two, The Rock on a plane. The Rock is not just the best Nicolas Cage movie. The Rock is one of the 10 best action movies ever made.
And Face Off isn't?
Face Off sucks. I like Face Off when it came out. But I
mean, Face Off's a great concept and a great execution and awesome action.
The two extremes that you're going to are pretty.
No, Face Off was fun when it came out. Have you watched Face Off recently?
I mean,
it's laughable.
No, it's a great movie.
It's laughable, bro.
I mean, the fact that they can switch each other is
yeah. The concept's great. The action's great.
Which is more believable? That former Marines take over the Alcatraz and Nicolas Cage, who is a nerdy chemist for the FBI, pairs with a former con man from the 60s.
That's a pretty wild premise.
To save the day. Or Nicolas Cage and John Travolta swap faces.
Anything is more realistic than Face Off. And the fact that you said it's a great concept with great execution, what? All they did was switch roles during the movie. How is that great execution?
It's cool. And the action's great. John Travolta
doing Nicolas Cage though throughout the movie is great.
Yeah.
Look, I liked the movie when it came out. It's fun. I'd watch it if it were on. But have you seen The Rock?
Yeah, I've actually never seen The Rock.
Okay, all right. He's never seen The Rock. So that explains. Yeah. That explains.
That's a big fact.
You've never seen The Rock?
No, unfortunately.
Oh my God.
Also, I'm bad with movies. I'm great with TV shows and I'm horrible with movies.
No, you did a pretty good job.
Great Nicolas Cage movie. National Treasure is awesome.
Yeah, I heard National Treasure is also a really good one from Cage.
I never saw that, but the one that I haven't seen anybody mention, because I'm seeing it in the chat. I saw some comments on Twitter. I'm not seeing it in the chat. Is Matchstick Men. You ever see Matchstick Men?
No.
Matchstick Men is it's amazing. It is a great
movie.
What
did he win the Oscar for?
He won an Oscar? Raising Arizona is also really good.
Leaving Las Vegas, is that right?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I never saw that. Nicolas Cage.
I heard Leaving Las Vegas is great, actually.
Probably.
160 Seconds, great movie.
He was best actor in Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you guys got to see Matchstick Men. It's so good. And what's the name
of
it? I
know a lot of people like Ghost Rider.
Oh, Sam Rockwell's in it with him, yeah. Ghost Rider. He's done so many things, huh?
Well, he had to work because he lost a lot of money.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Okay, well,
this
was
a creepy movie, but 8mm is good too.
Ooh, yeah. You know what I didn't like? I didn't like Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes is a tough one, yeah.
Yeah, that one's so good. All right. Well, I asked the person who'd never seen The Rock to rank Nicolas Cage movies, so that's on me.
Yeah, it is. It's always on you.
I got a good dad joke for you. Ready?
Okay.
I was looking up while Dan was trying to think of a joke. I was trying to find one to fill. So this is a good one. I think that the person who invented the umbrella was actually going to call it Brella, but he hesitated.
That's pretty good. All right, let me see if you have any.
That's pretty good, Adam.
If you have any week 18 questions.
It's a good dad joke.
As Jacob gives
us another good dad joke.
Waiting for
right?
me. Yeah.
Some people have trouble sleeping, but I could do it with my eyes closed.
I think these are great. I love them.
If you ever want to tell a joke, just know Adam is by far and away your best audience possible.
Tyler, not yet. It's true.
What do you call a sad cup of coffee?
What?
A depresso.
That's so good. You like
it's
that
my favorite one yet.
Huntley or Trey Lance? If Lance plays, starts.
Lance for me if he plays.
Lance.
I need help with receivers. I have A.J. Brown, Hunter Renfro, Tyreek Hill, Christian Kirk, and Devontae Adams.
Play them all.
I think it's a fair answer given the fact that he didn't give us a number we needed to pick.
I have it ranked Hill, Brown, Kirk, Renfro, Adams.
Oh, whoa. Tony Pollard is not playing.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Neither is Zeke Trayvon to the Diggs. Moon.
And Zeke's still not going to do anything.
Do you think Alan Lazard plays a full game?
No. No chance.
Last one. I have Cup, Diggs, St. Brown.
Whoa.
Deontay Johnson.
Ben to the moon. Deontay's back.
Oh, wow. That is a big deal.
Off the COVID reserve.
Let's go.
That is a big deal.
Love Ben this week.
Okay. Cup, Diggs, St. Brown, Chubb, Edmonds, Stevenson, Perine, Vaughn on the bet. Stick with this lineup. You're not putting in Vaughn or Perine for Chubb. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't. Edmonds is out. So who's
yeah, you have to put in one of those two.
Perine, Vaughn, or Stevenson?
Perine.
Perine.
Speaking of Vaughn, you ever seen rookie? You ever seen Major League, Dan?
No, I have not. I knew that would bother you so much, and it's the truth.
Come on!
Wow,
it's embarrassing. I told you.
You got to watch that tonight.
Movies great with TV shows.
You got to watch that tonight.
Have you ever seen the Major League TV series, the miniseries?
No, of course not.
Okay, that didn't exist.
There's a miniseries?
No, I was just kidding. All right, we're out of here, everybody. Why? Jacob Gibbs getting mad at me. I got to go do Fantasy Football Today in 5. Check it out on YouTube, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. He gave Braxton Berrios advice last week. He's going to help you this week. Although our first topic is supposed to be Pittsburgh without Deontay Johnson, so we're going to have to figure out something else. See you later. Thanks, everybody. Matchstick Men. Watch it.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.